This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, October 16. Workout. Our reading comes from Philippians chapter 2. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure children of God, without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky, as you hold firmly to the word of life. And then I will be able to boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor in vain. But even if I am being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith, I am glad and rejoice with all of you. So you too should be glad and rejoice with me. Have you ever wondered why a visit to the gym is called a workout? Maybe it's because somewhere deep inside you is a strong, svelte, and trained body ready for rigorous competition. But that body isn't present here and now. It needs to be worked out. It's similar with farming. Through irrigation, fertilization, and weed control, a farmer works out the results of a potential crop. One can only work out results if something already has potential. In today's scripture, Paul is urging us to engage in a spiritual workout and to take it seriously. By grace, God, through the work of Jesus Christ, has placed into our lives the most precious of gifts, salvation to new life. We don't earn our salvation by our own efforts. Rather, we're called to cultivate and develop this gift of God, provided at the cost of his own son's life. We're to work it out to its full potential. The Holy Spirit is our personal trainer for this workout. Pointing us to Jesus, he urges us to be like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. That's a big challenge, and it reminds us all that we still have much to work out. Pray with me. Thank you, Lord, for your gracious gift of salvation. Forgive us for not recognizing its potential in our lives today. Train us, Holy Spirit, to become fully mature followers of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.